Dalton
of the Pops.
There are known knowns. There are things we know we know. We also know there are known unknowns. That is to say, we know there are some things we do not know. But there are also unknown unknowns. The ones we don't know, we don't know.
Bottom
of the Pops.
Bottom
of the Pops.
Bottom of the Pops coming to you from Bangkok this weekend. Also with a head full of legal Thai stick. So you might hear a couple of guitar wig outs. Talking about guitar wig outs, well, more of a bass. Eventually he passed away aged 86. I was obsessed with him in the 80s when nobody was listening to this sort of music at all. Duane Eddy.
We'll be right back.
first up there, the unmistakable sound of Dwayne Eddy. And as I remember, and I read it today in the obituary, of course, it sounds like it was recorded in a water tank. And actually, it was recorded in a water tank to get that reverb sound. And then after that, out of Austin, Texas, sounding more full than the fall, the wonderful Spray Paint, who are a recent discovery for me, and I'm really, really enjoying them. Talk about recent discoveries. The Algorithm fed me this outfit called the Chalk Garden. Knew nothing about them at all. Looked very sort of C86 sort of stuff, so I thought it'd give it a listen. And then I thought I'd look up about them while I was listening. And as I was listening, very Triffids-like indeed. And so I wanted to know more about them. They're they're not from London. Well, another connection for me is one of them is from Chichester, my hometown. But they ended up in Lewisham. And I thought, okay, what's going on there? And then they were talking in an interview, a blog sort of interview recently with one of the guys. And he was talking about the sort of so-called Lewisham scene and mentioned three bands. And all of them made me think as though I was in Sydney in 1986, 87, the same sort of time. And very interesting because firstly, this lot were called the Chalk Garden. Then you got this other lot called Nautical William, who sounds very much like anything I would have heard in the Annandale around about that period. And then the band that sort of almost put an end to the Chalk Garden, or sort of did, because it made the guitarist feel really sort of envious, or not envious, but useless against the guitarist. And the main band, bizarrely called the Murrumbidgee Wailers, Murrumbidgee being a town in New South Wales. And this was the sort of Lewisham scene, 87, 88. So I don't know whether they were going to see all those gigs, all those Triffids gigs. Maybe they were the same Town and Country gig I went to when I saw the Triffids on the countless times I saw them. So anyway, I'm going on far too long, but I thought I'd play you these three outfits from Lewisham to the late 80s. And if you close your eyes and you were in Sydney at the same time, you really wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
Happy, hapless, dead already. I won't bow down, I won't cow down.
Of the Pops.
There are known knowns. There are things we know we know. We also know there are known unknowns. That is to say, we know there are some things we do not know. But there are also unknown unknowns. The ones we don't know, we don't know.
Everybody's
bottom
of the Pops.
Bottom
of the Pops.
Thank you.
It's Bottom of the Pops, the only show in the world that will delve into the Lewisham, London indie music scene for 8 or 9 months in 87, 88. I think it went on a little bit longer. First up, The Chalk Garden, Drunk Amongst the Trees, Among the Trees, I should say. After the jingle, Nautical William, Love House, and then, as I said before, the Murrumbidgee Wailers, In a Garden. Why they're called that and based out of London, I do not know. But I don't know, there's just a weird thing going on there. There must have been listening a lot to, I reckon, as well as obviously the Triffids, I hear a lot of go-betweens in there. But there's just that sound of Australian sort of Sydney pubs or some Melbourne pubs as well of that period, that just that sound. I know it's sort of international, but I don't know, interesting stuff. Well, if you listen to this show, hopefully it is interesting for you. What is interesting out of Sydney this week, very exciting, new collection of songs from GT. Here's one of them.
We'll be right back.
Of the Pops.
Now that's the eternal rhythm. That's doom, ragagaga, doom, 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 rag, like your Egyptian rhythm.
To me, they said what I think about new waves, and I told them I knew it came from beneath the sea, but I didn't see any new waves.
Drummond and Courtney apparently burned £1 million in 50 pound notes in August 1994 as an art project on which Scottish Island.
You're right.
Yes.
Everybody's bottom
of the Pops.
Bottom
of the Pops.
Hi there. I am calling you from AT&T DirecTV to let you know that your existing account is qualified for 50% off. In order to avail the discount, kindly call us back at 888-441-4085 from 8 a.m. till 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you, and have a great day.
Oh, you mean sliwa. That's like in between water.
Go home, you're drunk. You've been here too long. Another beer. It's all downhill from here. Go home, you're drunk. You can't seem to stop. Go home, you're drunk. You've been here too long. Go home, you're drunk. Go home, you're drunk. You don't dance, you stumble. Your way past ready to rumble. You don't speak, you mumble. Your mind's a jungle, slow down. You talk too loud, brain shock head upside down.
Red and heavy eyes, you should be sleeping. Tell me why you cry, for no reason. I ain't your mama, I wanna have a good time. So say your last goodbye.
Go home, you're drunk. You've been here too long. Another beer. It's all downhill from here. Go home, you're drunk. You can't seem to stop. Go home, you're drunk. You've been here too long.
Give me a chance, I did stumble. You gotta say it was quite fun though. I didn't sleep, I don't argue. I've been up since I first saw you. Come on now, you may be a bit loud, but it's not me who made that sound. I'm not even that drunk.
Go home, you're drunk. You've been here too long. Another beer. It's all downhill from here. Go home, you're drunk. You can't seem to stop. Go home, you're drunk. You've been here too long. Go home, you're drunk. Go home, you're drunk. Go home, you're drunk. Go home, you're drunk. You've been here too long.
We started in Sydney there with a brand new sort of collection, although I think I've heard that track before, by GT, just released on Bandcamp this week. I Ain't Dumb, that track was called. Can't remember what the album's called. Just search them up if that's your thing. And also Down to Melbourne, brand new from Billium. I've played them before as well. And a track called Shame. After the jingle, I think he's out of somewhere like Lithuania. I just like that. Sort of very poppy track, obviously. Noep, N-O-E-P, Go Home, You're Drunk, featuring Reviva. Okay, what have we got next? Well, I am in Bangkok. How about a bit of James Brown Thai style?
มันร้อนใน
ใจผู้ร้อนใดไม่ร้อนเท่าเพลิงรักรักร้อนร้อนรักหนักใจพิลึกอุ้ยมันร้อนจริงร้อนยิ่งกว่าเคยนึกมันร้อนลึกใจนึกถึงคนรักรักร้อนร้อนรักหักใจไม่ไหวสั่งไปด้วยใจร้อนเอ้ยรักร้อนมันร้อนไม่หยุดพักเมื่อร้อนรักสมรักจึงหายร้อนร้อนรักรักร้อนต้องวอนเรียกรักไม่เห็นเธอบ่าไปคลั่งไปด้วยใจร้อนเอ้ยรักร้อนมันร้อนไม่หยุดพักเมื่อร้อนรักสมรักจึงหายร้อนร้อนรักรักร้อนต้องวอนเรียกรักวี่รักร้อนมันร้อนไม่หยุดพักเมื่อร้อนรักสมรักจึงหายร้อนร้อนรักรักร้อนต้องวอนเรียกรักร้อนรักรักร้อนต้องวอนเรียกรักร้อนรักรักร้อนต้องวอนเรียกรัก
We'll be right back.
We started off there back in the 70s with Misak Nakarach and Love Hot. I'm sure you know which James Brown song that was, so I won't bore you with that. After that, Joy Orbison, fairly recent, like the last 3 months or so, and I started listening it, and then suddenly that bit came in the middle. Been playing that a few times. Joy Orbison, Flight FM, and then a band I came across only again this week, been around for a few years, Lay Llamas on Rocket Recordings. Rocket Recordings, rather good label. Listen to, they've got Goat and people like that, but there's a bunch of other stuff that isn't so well known. I've been listening to it, really rather good. Lay Llamas, Holy Worms, and then out of Portland, Oregon, the wonderful, now defunct, I think, unless the project comes back, the Turds, T-Y-R-D-S, you effing suck. Okay, I did promise you guitar wig outs, and actually there's a new Modern Mokhtar album, and there's certainly some guitar wig outs on this.
Yeah.
of the Pops.
Now that's the eternal rhythm. That's doom, ragagaga, doom, 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 rat, like your Egyptian rhythm.
To me, they said what I think about new waves, and I told them I knew it came from beneath the sea, but I didn't see any new waves.
Drummond and Courtney apparently burned £1 million in 50 pound notes in August 1994 as an art project on which Scottish Island.
Sure.
Yes.
Everybody's on. Bottom
of the Pops.
Bottom
of the Pops.
A couple of things there, get your teeth into. Modu Mokhtar off his brand new album, and that track was called Imuha, and I've been listening to the album only for the last couple of days, but I can tell you there isn't a dud track on it. Absolutely fantastic. They've taken it in a sort of more, I suppose, slightly easier for a Western ear to listen to, but it absolutely works. Absolutely works. Really good album. After that jingle, we had another one from that label I was talking about earlier, whose name completely escapes me. So it's one of those evenings. Margot is the name of the artist, and it's Magico Disco, Medical Disco Red Axe's remix. And what's the name of that label? I'll tell you next week. Not long to run. Let's play you this, and then maybe an oldie as well. Thanks as always for listening to Bottom of the Pops, and we'll be back again next week. If I use my imagination, I'll be as happy as